Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. My name is Daniel, and I am here to help you monetize your passion, build an online business by teaching what you know. All right, welcome to episode 19 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me. As you can see, I'm outdoors. And like I said in previous episodes, since this still early days of the podcast, but most of my episodes are now outdoors. I'm here by the beautiful beach of Carazona Beach, and I'm doing my walk. It's a beautiful, beautiful day today, even though it's a little bit cloudy. But and even though I just came back from a long weekend, three-day long weekend here in Greece, it's a clean Monday was yesterday as I'm recording this. Today's Tuesday. And it's a long weekend. We went to Athens, me and my wife. We took care of some business. It was both business and pleasure. But we dropped the kids with my in-laws for the weekend. And me and my wife, we stay in central Athens in a hotel, beautiful hotel, very close to the Acropolis. And we had, you know, dinner and had a few drinks here and there. Just really socialized. We went to a museum, very nice museum in Athens. And just, hey, just have normal time, couple time, if you will, without kids. If you have kids, you know what that means. It means just relaxing and just doing normal things, like having a conversation without being interrupted by the kids. And, you know, just normal things, you know, watch a movie in the hotel, relax. Just, you know, it's amazing that normal things like this just makes you so happy. Just go for a walk, have a nice meal. And, you know, even though we had a three-day long weekend, and today's literally my first day of going back to work, if you will, I could be in, by my office doing this podcast episode, I'd rather go outdoors, you know, because I do spend a lot of time sitting down. And I already did a little bit of work this morning. As I'm recording this podcast episode, it's exactly 9 o'clock and 28 minutes in the morning. So it's still early, but I've already done a little bit of work. I went for my early walk, and I felt a little bit rough. Oh, not rough, but a little bit, how can I say this? A little bit out of shape, even though it's been 3 days. But because I do this every single day, I literally wake up early every single day around 4-5 o'clock. You know, I put my alarm, but my alarm never goes off. I'm already awake at that time. Got used to it already. And it's been a few days now. You know, it's been a few days without doing that routine. And for me, it's crucial. It's crucial, that routine of waking up, going for my jog. On the weekends, by the way, I do even longer walks and longer workouts, especially on Sundays. On Sundays, I go for 2 hours, up to 2 hours. And I just put in more time there because it's an investment in myself. I listen to an audiobook. I listen to podcast episodes all around mindset and business and anything that can move me forward in my personal development. You might be asking, why do I do this every single morning? And the reason why is because my success will never surpass my personal development. Oh, here they are, my friends, the seagulls above us. So I know that I need to invest in myself, and this is a daily practice to me. For you, it could be something different, you know? I mean, whatever rocks your boat when it comes down to personal development, reading a book, listening to an audiobook, listening to podcasts like this podcast, for example, it's my aim with this podcast to hopefully inspire you and help you on a regular basis, the same way that I get a lot of inspiration from other podcasters and mentors of mine. So I'm doing my bit. And even though I could do this, like I said, in my studio today, because I've been away from my, when I say my studio, it's my desk, really, where I have all my musical equipment. If you're new to this podcast, I am a creative entrepreneur. I'm a musician, composer, content creator, podcaster, YouTuber. But most importantly, I am a father of two beautiful girls. Fedra, she's 11, and my beautiful daughter Melina as well. They're both beautiful. Melina is 3. She's going to be 4 years old very soon, in a month's time. And my beautiful wife, Dimitra, my Greek goddess. She's working as well. She's at home right now as we speak, working, and we both work together. So when I say my studio, what I really mean is just my desk with all my gear, my laptop, and, you know, I have my guitars there and everything. And like I said, I did a little bit of work this morning, but I said, you know what, I feel pumped today. First day back at, you know, at my routine of like just waking up early at 5, go for my walk, listen to a podcast episode, and came back, you know, the girls went for school. I did a little bit of work between 7:30 in the morning and now 9, a little bit of emailing, a little bit of interacting in the community that I run, my private membership community. And, you know, I said, like, I'm going to do a podcast. I really feel like doing it today, you know. I usually record these podcast episodes a few days before they go out. As I'm doing this, it's Tuesday, and this will go out on Friday. But I have a few coaching calls this week. So tomorrow, Thursday, I can't do it. So it's pretty booked already. And I like to do this in the mornings because I feel really pumped. I don't like to do my podcast in the afternoons. I feel that my energy slowly decreases throughout the day. So I really target everything that is important for me early in the mornings. Either shooting a video, and video could be different because if I'm doing a vlog, I can probably do a little bit of footage in the afternoons and just to record my process. But usually I do this in the mornings as well. Everything that's important in the morning before lunch hour. And here I am. It's not very windy today, so it's a good day to record outdoors and walking, as I usually do here on this beautiful place that I like to record my podcast. And I have the seagulls around above me. And you can probably hear that in the background. You won't be able to hear or listen to the sea, but just me walking up and down, if you will, in this little road. It's a dead-end road at this point where I'm at. And I just like to see the beach, the view, the coast. Beautiful, beautiful place. And I just get so pumped, so inspired, breathing fresh air. Especially after coming from Athens and, you know, just stayed in the central of Athens, like I was mentioning. And, you know, it's like any capital city, you know, it's full of people, pollution, it's just crazy. So I'm really in love with this small town living, if you will. I love to go to Athens, obviously, especially as a tourist. And my wife lived, she grew up in a very small, it's a small town. It's bigger than where I live right now. It's called Elefsina. And I mentioned this before in the past in the podcast episodes. The Elefsinian Mysteries. Go in and Google that if you're curious. I lived there for 10 years before we moved here to this beautiful place here in Nafplio. So this is quite recent. We're actually going for 2 years, 2 whole years that we've been living in this beautiful place, Nafplio, called Nafplio, which was the first capital of Greece. And I'm so proud to be living here because this is our dream location. It has been for many, many years. And we moved in the midst of the pandemic, by the way, right in March when the whole thing kicked off. That's where we were moving. We found a place and we just, you know, it was just spot on timing. I can say that. Crazy times. So it's going to be 2 years since we've been living here. And, you know, we have really embraced the whole small town living. You know, even though it's very multicultural because there's a lot of foreigners here, German, Dutch, a lot of English people, they come to this place or this area where I live and they buy a property. They buy, you know, they come here and they retired or they just live most of the years here in Greece. So it's very multicultural to a certain extent. There's a lot of tourism here. But nevertheless, it's a small town, okay? 15,000 maybe. Last time I checked the population, 15,000 people live in this small town. It's a small community. We have embraced this lifestyle very, very well. My kids as well. And we're just happy to live in a quiet place. And I can enjoy this, you know, be very close to the sea, which is very important to me. The lifestyle is all about the lifestyle. You should create everything around lifestyle and never settle for anything less, okay? So I'm really happy to be doing this episode. Thank you so much for all the support and all the love listening to my podcast. It really means the world to me. I've been meaning to talk about something, and I'm going to be really talking in various episodes about this, about social media and why... I don't want to say it like this, like, why is it crap or why it sucks or why is it, you know, it is what it is, social media. But I see a lot of mistakes that newcomers into the online world make, thinking that social media is the place to sell. And as I'm recording this, I am doing a couple of coaching calls on this matter, on saying like, oh, how can I market my online course? I guess I just have to do a lot of social media and share it there, and that will be it. And I see this again and again. And a lot of social media, really, like Instagram and Facebook, it's not really the place to sell. People don't go to social media to sell. And even though, and I'm not going to be talking about ads, by the way, because I don't do Facebook ads or Instagram ads for that matter. And I have built my business without ads, by the way. And this is what I want to share here with you. And this is what I want to teach you on how you can build your own knowledge-based business without any ads. You don't need to spend money on that. All right? Especially to gain an audience. Okay? It all starts with an audience. If you don't have an audience, then forget about ads. And I know there's a lot of gurus out there talking about how you can spend money on ads in order to gain subscribers or in order to gain some Facebook likes and all of this. That's not me. So if you're expecting to hear something like that in this podcast episode, then you're in the wrong place. Now, if you want to listen to me talking about what I have learned along the years of doing this and what I have learned from mentors of mine, like Graham Cochrane, by the way, a good friend and a mentor of mine from the Recording Revolution. If you're one of my musicians listeners that have been following me from Stock Music Licensing, and I've learned a lot from him, and just to name a few of my mentors, Pat Flynn is another one, Jenna Kusher as well, Amy Porterfield. Even though I've learned a little bit from all of my mentors, something. One thing that I really have learned along the way is that without an audience and without an email list, there is no online business. Okay, and most people, when they're starting out, they don't have the capital in order to invest on social media advertisement. And they don't understand really how this whole thing works. And by far, the best way to understand social media is that social media is a social media platform. It's a sharing platform, okay? It's not a search engine, all right? It's not Google, and it's not Facebook. It's not Google, and it's not YouTube, okay? YouTube is a search engine. Even though you can say that YouTube is like a social media platform, it's not. Yes, you share a lot on YouTube, but what you do on YouTube is that you just put yourself out there, and it's a search engine, and it's owned by Google. So when people are looking to how to record a podcast or whatever, you know, you can do that on YouTube. I certainly have learned a lot on YouTube, and people have found me on YouTube as well. That's how I have built my online business, my first online business. That's what I'm doing with this brand as well. Now, when you put yourself in a search engine like Google, for example, if you have a website, then you will write a blog post. So that's a search engine. When you do this on social media like Instagram or even Facebook, you're just going to share it. But, you know, people that are going to look at that is just friends and family. You can't really sell an online course like that. You can't really sell your services, okay, your coaching programs or your membership. Even though you can do it, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that if you're in the starting stages, if you're in the beginning of your journey, and even when you are, you know, already quite way, you know, established, And you can follow me on Instagram, by the way. I try to avoid Facebook because Facebook is just a waste of time. It is. You know, nobody sees that. I mean, the Facebook page that I have created for both of my business, just nobody sees that. That's why Facebook advertisement works so well, because they want you to invest so that post that you just have done on Facebook, on your Facebook page, you know, so they can reach to the amount of people that are supposed to reach. The same goes with Instagram. That's why every time you post something on Instagram, it says boost your post. They just want you to pay so they can reach more people or whatever. But I don't remember what the statistics are, but I think it's like 6% or something like that of your followers on social media actually see your post. 6%. That's nothing. That's actually a joke. So if you have 1,000 followers on Instagram and you put a post, 6% of those people are going to see that. So if you're trying to sell something like that on Instagram or Facebook, it's not doing anything, really. Nobody's looking at that. 6%. I mean, it's nothing. It's really a joke. And by the way, social media is, you don't really use it like that. I mean, you can probably give a free ebook or just invite somebody to join your email list, aka your newsletter, which again, you shouldn't use this type of word, newsletter. Nobody wants to be subscribed to another newsletter. So the best lead magnet, that's what it's called, is to just give a free ebook or a free course. A free something, so people can say, okay, I will go to the bio and go to your website and download that free ebook on how to start an online business. All right, that's what it's for. And social media is like the handshake, if you will. But the real business happens behind closed doors. It happens with email. I know you might feel a little bit overwhelmed right now if you're new to online business. But email is the only thing that you can control, your email list. If you don't have an email list, it's very hard to sell anything. Again, there's a lot of school of thoughts. There's a lot of people out there saying that you don't need an email list in order to sell an online course or your services. You don't even need a website. I mean, this is not one of those podcasts, and this is not one of those places where you're going to be hearing me talking nonsense about this type of online tactics. Sell an online course without a list, sell an online course without an audience, sell an online course without this. I mean, there's so many crap out there that I almost feel like I have to as well join in the conversation and say, that's wrong. I mean, I don't know what they're doing over there. I don't have time to investigate it, but this is what I've learned from my mentors, from pros. And this is what has worked and is still working to this day as we speak in my online business. And this is what I'm going to share with you here. So when you create content, and by the way, content marketing is the way you build your online business for various reasons. First, it's free. It only takes yourself, your effort in order to create content. Second of all, it creates trust with people. Once you show up on a regular basis, on a platform like YouTube. Yes, on social media, you can do that. But social media, like I said, it's just, you're not making the business there. You're just, it's kind of like a handshake. Like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm here with my family. And you can teach something if you want to. And it's a little bit of a, yes, kind of like your personal, it's like your online CV to a certain extent. And you can certainly direct people to your lead magnets, to your freebies, and to join a waitlist for something. But everything else happens through an email list. In email. It doesn't happen on Instagram directly. Even though you can do that, all right? But it's just not going to work, especially if you're in the beginning stages, if you don't have a big audience, all right? And I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're still in the early stages, you don't have a big audience. And the best way to do this, to build an audience, is to create regular content. So once you create regular content, first of all, it's free, like I mentioned. Second of all, you just build trust with people because you're showing up on a regular basis. They get to know you, and people buy from those who know. who they know. All right? You could get a cold subscriber, you know, by doing some type of promotion. But if I go and don't see a website of somebody, I don't see that they have a YouTube channel, I don't see that they have some kind of Instagram account with plenty of posts where I can just go and dig deeper or see something. It's not about. I guess it has to do with a lot of trust, yes, but it has to be with some type of online presence. I want to see what you're doing. I want to see what you like. Okay, this is what I try to do. I try to share as much as possible on my social media, especially on Instagram. And if you've been following me, you know that I am not that big on social media either. And yet, that's how I have built my six-figure online business without the social media. But I do social media because I love to share. And quite recently, and when I say quite recently, maybe a year ago or so, I've been investing more on social media because I don't underestimate the power of sharing, of that handshake. All right? So I have plenty of YouTube. YouTube is my platform, and podcasting as well. But then there's others who want to follow me, both clients and new people that might want to see, might have like a little bit of a look into my life on Instagram. And I appreciate that. And I never underestimate the power of Instagram. And I'm a true believer that I follow other people and I see how active they are. I should be the same, because I put back on the internet everything that I consume and everything that I have learned. I put it back on the internet so others can learn as well. So I feel a sense of responsibility because I'm already running an online business. So I feel like, well, you know what? I have learned a lot. I know that, you know, Instagram is a place, it's a platform that I should share more and, yes, get more customers. But at the same time, I have clients already that are following me on Instagram. And they want to see a little bit of my life on Instagram. What do I do on the weekend? Or a little bit of a family picture or my working out routine. Wow, there's a lot of them out there now. Listen to that. Talk about having an audience. This is an audience right here. So I have clients that they follow me on Instagram. I have clients I'm friends with them on Facebook, on my personal Facebook. My Facebook page, I don't really invest much on it because, like I said, it's just, yeah, I haven't seen anything in return. I haven't really. It's very, very minimal. So Instagram is a little bit of a better place because, you know, Instagram is owned by Facebook anyways. I have jumped as well on TikTok. For the second time, this is my second attempt on TikTok. And I'm trying to be a little bit more active there because, like I said, the social media platforms are the handshakes. And then, yeah, that could build a little bit of more trust and say, well, I see what you're doing and I want to know more about you. Let me go to your bio and see the website. Oh, you are already on Instagram. Let me go and check you out on Instagram. Let me go and check you out on YouTube. And this is a good practice as well for you if you're a little bit shy, camera shy. Usually it's a big problem, the whole camera issue of being on camera and talking and communicating. So something like Instagram is a good practice for you to talk in a short form kind of video. The same with TikTok. And it's just one of those places to just put the word out. Then you can do a little bit more elaborated videos on YouTube. And you have to test what works for you. I see a lot of people doing more TikToks than they do YouTube. It always cracks me up when I see a lot of big TikTokers. They have like a massive following on TikTok, online presence. And then when I go to their YouTube channel, it's really, really small. I don't understand that, but I guess they have built everything on TikTok. The same on Instagram. For example, I follow somebody who's huge in the marketing world. Two of them. There are two females, by the way. I have learned so much, and I've taken their online courses, everything. One of them is called Jenna Kutcher. She has a very popular podcast called The Gold Digger Podcast. And she's huge on Instagram. Instagram is her platform, and podcasting, of course. But zero YouTube. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I really admire this this lady, this girl. Her podcast, like I said, is called The Gold Digger. And it's an amazing podcast. I've been listening to her for years now. It's not aimed for girls or for women. But I guess in a way it's kind of. But I still follow her. It's great, great content. And Amy Porterfield, Online Marketing Made Easy. Great podcast. I have learned so much from Amy. Again, it's kind of like, it's not aimed for girls or for women in general, but yes, their audience is mainly women. But then again, I have learned so much from them. And again, these two girls, they're not on YouTube. They haven't built their business on YouTube, mainly through podcasting and social media. Okay, so I'm sharing this with you so you can see that for other people. And these are big, heavy hitters, by the way. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yes, they've been doing it for a few years, especially Amy Porterfield. She used to work for Tony Robbins back in the day, and then she went on her own. But I have learned so much, so much. And they have built mainly through the podcast. And again, the podcast is a little bit of a different platform. Even though it's not a search engine, you can still find a lot and say, hey, I want to listen to a podcast on how to build my online business. And there you will appear if you have one. Or I want to learn about photography, if that's your content. And if you have a podcast on photography, hopefully you will appear there. That's how my first podcast was built, on music licensing. But I built my podcast after my YouTube. And that was just like a no-brainer. It's like I have to have a podcast. I mean, there's no way around it. And most importantly, I want to. So this is what I did with my podcasting, because I've learned from these two super talented businesswomen. And even though I am not their target audience, me and my wife were both following them for years. And we have learned so much. And they're in the same circle with a lot of people that I follow, like Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income. And he's like, you know, the real original podcaster, really, when it comes down to Smart Passive Income. Even back in the day, he was talking a lot about affiliate marketing and whatnot. But Pat Flynn it's kind of like a big deal in the online world. And I've learned a lot from Pat Flynn. So I'm just sharing with you different tactics. I'm giving you examples as well, even though I don't build my business like Amy Porterfield or Jenna Kusher, just strictly on podcast. I actually focus more on YouTube and podcast equally, though. Back in the day, it was just YouTube and then podcast secondary, or at least when I first got started. But nowadays, it's just I see them both as equally important. Both my podcast episodes and my YouTube channel, my YouTube videos, are as important as the other. So I don't consider one less important. They're two completely different mediums, but they're an essential part of content creation. And I saw that with my mentor, Graham Cochran, when he launched his podcast a few years ago as well, that, you know, it was just, yeah, he combines it with YouTube. So it's a perfect example that he does the whole video podcast, but he kills two birds with one stone. So he just records a YouTube video, which is a podcast episode anyways, and he puts it on YouTube, and he puts that same, the audio, he puts it on a podcast, and it's a video podcast, kind of like in the Joe Rogan style. But it's not the same as Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan is not on YouTube anymore. He's just on Spotify. And we see more and more platforms like Spotify and Anchor, which is owned by Spotify as well. You start to see a pattern with all these companies. They're all owned by somebody else. But they're all implementing now video with podcasting. And it's just another example of how much more can you create a connection with your audience. And yes, podcasters, they know that the power of video is very powerful. But still, not everybody has the time to sit down and watch a video. So that's why podcasting, like what Spotify has been doing, especially with Joe Rogan. You know, you can watch the video natively on Spotify, but I haven't really sat down and watched one of Joe Rogan's interview for 2-3 hours, which are great, you know, but I have certainly have listened to it while I'm on my walks. So, but what I want to say is that it's like, understand the power of video, understand the power of podcasting, and the power of social media. But social media, if you're in the starting stages of your business, is more like, see it as the handshake. If you want more intimate connection, and when where the business really happens is behind closed doors. It's through email. That's how the sale happens. And that's how I have built my business. My sales happen through a funnel. My promotions happen when people have joined my email list, when they have downloaded a free guide. And if you don't know what a funnel is just a group of people that are around online looking for stuff. And they're looking on how to learn something. Then when they come across your content, they will download something for free. So they're willing to exchange that email for an ebook, for example. So out of 100 people, maybe a very small percentage will just download that ebook and give their email in exchange. All right, so that will be obviously a smaller group of people. Out of 100, it won't be 100 people who will download your ebook. It will be much less than that. Out of that small group of people that have downloaded your ebook, they stay in your email list. And then you send a regular email, so once a week, ideally. And you give them even more value. That happens behind closed doors. You're building a bigger connection. After that, what happens is that you offer them, hey, I have this online course, to give you an example. And if you come across my online course online, just by pure chance that you find the link of my academy, you're going to pay the full price. That's the price to the public. But if you're on my email list and you've been subscribed to my email list, you have already downloaded my ebook, you're already part of my inner circle, if you will, I will offer you that course when I have a promotion. And the only way that you can find that promotion, most of the time, unless it's a Black Friday, but most of the time, is behind closed door. Nobody knows about this. It's just through an email and say, hey, I have this promotion on my online course. It's a great opportunity because for the general public, that course costs this amount of money. But you, because you're part of my email list, you get it for this. So you're giving even more value to them and offering something that has immense value that others have paid full price. Okay? But because you're part of my inner circle, you get it for a lot less. You get for a very, very good discount. It makes it almost irresistible. And that's where the business, and that's where pretty much everything has been built. If you feel intimidated by this, and that's what the funnel is, okay? So out of the people that are there, the general public, wow, I have a lot of seagulls here. Apologies for this. That's an audience right there, again. Once you have a lot of people, then that amount of people will slowly will start downloading your free guides, your free courses, your free anything to provide even more value. Okay. And when that happens, let me get inside a little bit. I don't know why they're crying so much. It's not like I have food here for them. Once you start providing value beyond the free ebook, beyond the emails, and by the way, the emails is a very intimate communication as well, and it's where I share personal stories. I share, yes, hey, check out my latest podcast. Maybe you have missed it. Check out my latest video. Check out this. I'm doing that. And hey, this is a promotion week as well. So maybe you wanna consider enrolling in my membership site. membership community. You can get a special discount. Maybe you can, you've been thinking about joining my, or enrolling in my online course, I should say. This is a perfect chance to do that, because I'm doing this discount for you only, and you make it very special for them. So the business happens through email. And if you want to study this on your own, your homework will be to see all the other companies that you have been subscribed to. And I'm talking about even brands like H&M or whatever, you know. I'm just talking about something that has nothing to do with online business. But once you subscribe to certain things or newsletters, this is what's happening. They're sending you promotions. They're sending you offers. Hey, check out this, I don't know, whatever, jeans or a pair of trousers. They're an offer. That's what is called email marketing. And that's what they're doing. And email is by far the most powerful tool that you have in order to sell and in order to build your online business. Okay? So without an email list, there is no online business. I don't care what anybody else says. This is how I build my business. This is where my sales come from. Not from sharing on social media. Social media is just to make a little bit of a, you know, hey, what's up? I'm here. And if you're interested, maybe go check it out. And yeah, join my email list. That, I mean, that's the goal. That's the aim. My aim when I'm on social media is not only to share about my life and share who am I and what I do and connect, of course. But if I have any potential clients or customers or future customers that are looking into the peak hole, they want to see through, you know, that kind of like Big Brother, Truman Show type of the movie I'm referring here, that, you know, that we're just curious, you know, we want to see what people are up to. And especially when you run an online business and you identify yourself with certain values and what's important, then they might say like, hey, I really connected with Daniel on this. Actually, I saw that he's on Instagram and he's doing that. He's into fitness, for example. And I appreciate it because I see that Daniel is, you know, this kind of stuff. I only share it on Instagram and I share it here on the podcast as well. But I don't do a full-blown YouTube video about me running at 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay, but then it's another layer to connect. It's another way to connect with a potential client or customer that want to buy my services or to they want to buy my online course or my membership. And they just want to connect and have that trust, that level of like, I appreciate the values that Daniel has, for example. I don't know why I'm talking about myself in the third person, but I just want to make my point clear. And this is the power of social media. But beyond that, the main thing is all with an email list. And with YouTube, you can see it as well. YouTube is a way of me sharing content, and that's why it's called content marketing. Because it's a way of being seen, being found. But my job with YouTube is to just put a link for my free guide, my free something, my website. And then you can just go and say, hey, I would like to learn more about Daniel. I've been watching his vlogs. I've been listening to him. And I want to see what's more. I want more. So you click on the link in the description of my YouTube video, and then it will take you to my website or to my free guide or to my free video. Well, I'm teaching something beyond that YouTube video. Something a little bit more. It's a next step, all right? And that takes the potential clients, the potential customers, one step closer to purchasing, you know, your services, your online courses, and whatnot. That's the way it works, really. And that's why I'm a true believer of content marketing, and I love to create content. And there are certain things that you need to have in place, like a call to action, which is exactly what I am sharing with you here. So when you create content, what happens is that you will have a call to action. And that call to action is pretty much like this. It goes like this. If you would like to learn more about this, you can go to my website at danielcarrizales.com, and you can just get started there by downloading a few free resources so you can just learn more about this subject. So that would be a call to action. And usually this happens in the beginning. At this very moment, I'm just doing it here towards the end of the podcast. But, and if it's in the form of a YouTube video, it's usually in the description. Nowadays, YouTube have changed a little bit, because YouTube doesn't want you to leave YouTube or any platform, really. They don't want you to leave the platform. And now YouTube, what they have done is that once you press on the link, it just says, hey, are you sure you want to leave YouTube and go to that website? You know, and they make it a little bit harder for people to share links. But even though this is a legit way to build an online business and to build an email list, because this is how it works, really, that's the way it's been done. And you can see this all over the internet. And try to do a study of it. Try to see whoever you follow out there. Try to see when it comes down to content, what the call to action is. And like I said, a call to action on a video will be, hey, if you would like to learn more about this, link in the description, and you can download my free ebook. If it's in the way of the podcast, hey, if you would like to learn more about online business and everything that has to do with content marketing and content creation, and actually how to build an email list. And if you're completely new to an email list and you don't know anything about this and what an audience is, you can go to danielcarrizales.com and you will download there a free guide on 4 steps on how to get started with your online business. I also have a guide, and this is all legit, by the way. Not legit, but this is all true. It's what I have. It's a real call to action that I'm doing here. If you would like to learn about how to get your first 1,000 subscribers, I have a guide as well for that. So you can see how to get started. And if you would like to learn on how to create your very first online course, I have a free ebook as well. So all of those three things, those three free resources, I have them on my website. Can't even say my own website. At danielcarrizales.com. Okay, the link will be on the show notes of this podcast. So that's a call to action. So if you're getting value from this and you would like to learn more about that, I'm already giving you something. And that's the way it happens. And obviously, I'm giving you something that I have already created. It lives on my website. And in exchange for your email, you can be part of my inner circle, if you will. And that's the way it works. That's how businesses are built. That's how you create more trust. That's how I can inform with you directly. And I have full control of whoever's on my email list, which is something that I don't have with social media. With social media, with Instagram, I can't control how many people are going to see my post. And with social media, it's just 6%, unless I pay for advertisement, then it's not really doing it. And that's what you see a lot of people saying, like, hey, reply to this podcast, reply to this post, or hit like to this post if you see this post, because people are aware already that not everybody sees the post. And don't even get me started when it comes down to buying an audience. I mean, people that actually buy 10,000 subscribers on Instagram, and it's just for the numbers. But they literally don't care about what you are posting. I know one person who has done this, and I just feel so ashamed. I'm like, you shouldn't do that. That's like buying friends, okay? Like just going in the street and say, hey, would you like to be my friend? I'll give you 10 quid. I mean, it's pathetic, man. If you really want to build relationship with people on social media or on your email list or anywhere, you just have to earn it. The only way you can earn that is by showing up. It's all about showing up and sharing content and sharing part of your life, part of your values, what's important to you with your audience. Some of them are going to sympathize with you and they want to subscribe to you. Some of them won't. Some of them will buy from you. Others won't, you know? But you need the audience. When I share stuff on my Facebook, on my personal Facebook, by the way, I know there's no clients there, really. There's very little. I just share it because I want to share it with my family, with my friends, and with the seagulls above me. You want to create awareness, though, but you don't know who's watching, okay? But I know that the magic really is with my podcast. My magic as well is with YouTube. That's where the magic really happens. Because we want to reach people way beyond family and friends. Okay? If I share one of my podcast episodes on Facebook or on Instagram, I'll get some traffic. Okay? and I'll get something going on. Yes, of course. But I know that the more content I create, the more my podcast will be found by others who actually need to hear it. New people, those who are yet to be found, find me. Those who haven't found me yet. All right. When I share stuff like that on my Facebook, especially on my personal Facebook, it's just my mom, my wife, and you know, my brother who probably will. Well, not my brother wouldn't like my stuff actually, but you know, just. You know, it's like, oh yeah, here goes Daniel again sharing about another podcast or another of his videos. Oh, that's so cute, you know. But they don't understand. I mean, a lot of people don't understand what's going on. I see this a lot with the musicians as well. With my stock music licensing business, by the way. A lot of, and if you're one of them, don't get offended, please. And you know, I love you very much, and I appreciate all the efforts when it comes down to sharing your music. But a lot of composers, and I have a lot of composers who are following me, by the way, a lot of musicians, obviously, because that's where I come from, that's my background, that's how I built my first business, and it's still my current business as well. I'm running two businesses now. But you know, the post on Facebook will be something like, oh, I'm so happy that my music was used, I don't know, in the Kardashians or whatever. And yeah, they will share it. I applaud any success. Don't get me wrong. All right. I really, really feel for a lot of composers, friends who are really sharing their successes and where their music has been used. But then when a lot of people say, hey, I have how can I say this? I have a YouTube channel. And, you know, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know, and I'm a composer. I'm like, okay, I'll go and subscribe to you, but you're not attracting the right clientele. This is what happened with me with my first business, with my stock music licensing YouTube channel. I first wanted to promote my music, and what ended up happening is that I was attracting, not my clients, I was attracting more composers. You know, so to put this into context, it's like having a donut shop. And then you have another person who's in the same industry. He has a donut shop as well. And you're going to say like, well, you know, would you like to promote my donuts, you know, or not promote, but would you like to, you know, to subscribe to my YouTube donut? I don't know if this makes any sense, but well, maybe not a donut YouTube channel, but I don't see why you shouldn't have one. A YouTube channel with a donut promoting your stuff, your donut shop, you should. Especially if in the form of vlogs or something like that, or customer testimonials. But let's say that you have a Facebook page with your donut shop or an Instagram page. And then your friend has another donut shop and then you follow each other. Like, yeah, okay, but, you know, he's not your client. You should be targeting people who want to buy donuts. You see what I mean? So, and this is another conversation for another episode, by the way. When it comes down to promotion or likes to for likes, subscribe to subscribe. By the way, this is kind of like goes against some of the rules of YouTube and some of the rules as well when it comes down to social media. It's a little bit, we saw that in Instagram. That's what I wanted to get to, that maybe that will make more sense to you if I'm for the point that I want to make. How many times have you seen on your Instagram that you're like, oh, I gain a lot, I don't know how many subscribers, and I don't keep track, by the way, of that. That's not how I build my business. I build my business on how many people have subscribed to my newsletter, through my email list today, or on a weekday. That's what I care. That's the real metrics, not how many people I have on Instagram. But how many times have it happened that you have like, oh, I have 10 subscribers on Instagram over the last, I don't know, few days or whatever, and then all of a sudden you go and check again, and there's like minus 10 again, or minus 20, even worse. Like, how did that happen? How can somebody subscribe? Like, a whole bunch of people just subscribe to my Instagram or just follow me, and then they unfollow. Especially after you have followed them back. Hasn't that happened to you? And this whole culture of, like, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, then I'll subscribe to yours. You know, but you really are not a subscriber. You really don't care about the content because we're in the same industry and you're really doing the same thing. I mean, we could be colleagues and we could be friends. But I'm not your client. I'm not somebody who's going to buy from you. And you're not going to buy from me either. So this whole subscriber is just a metric thing that doesn't really make any sense. And I don't remember where it says this, but I think that YouTube goes against this. And I think the algorithm can pick on that as well. Like if you subscribe to somebody and then they subscribe to you back immediately. And then, you know, if that becomes like a pattern, that goes against the rules, because what they want is a real subscriber. They want somebody who's actually really watching something that it has a value so they can push that content to them. You see what I mean? That's what I wanted to get to, that point of like, okay, if you want to subscribe to somebody, subscribe because you truly want to subscribe. And if you want to go a step further into their email list, then you will give your email, which is something that is really precious. Okay, it's like giving your phone away, you know, your phone number. It's very precious. We're all fed up with newsletters and, you know, email. Your inbox is probably flooded with other email promotions and stuff, you know. But that's what I wanted to say, okay, that think of social media in a way that is a handshake, and then the real relationship is built behind closed door. Okay, it's a really special thing that is happening on email. And again, when you send an email, if you have 1,000 people on your email list, you can guarantee that those 1,000 people will receive that email. Not 6%, all of them. Now, if they open that email or not, that's another story, and that's another conversation for another episode as well, okay? But it's not social media. It's not like when you put a post, you know that not a lot of people are going to see it. I mean, I sometimes follow people, I'm like, I haven't heard from this guy. And then I go to their Instagram or their Facebook, and I see like, well, they've been active, but I haven't seen it. I have friends from the past that I haven't seen that they've been active, and then it just pops into my head, I'm like, I haven't heard from Gareth. Let me go and check out what Gareth is doing. I see that he's been posting stuff, and I feel almost like bad because I haven't seen these pictures of these kids. He's like, oh, I just have a birthday present with my kids or whatever. And it's been like a month ago or something, and I feel ashamed. Like, wow, I missed it. Why that didn't appear on my feed? And then that's when the whole algorithm takes place. Apparently, if you don't interact with a lot of people, and I don't know anything about this really, but this is what I've been told, that if you don't interact even with friends on Facebook, then they won't appear on your feed or something, or if they don't interact with you. I mean, some crazy stuff like that. So with email, it doesn't happen like that. You know, with email, it's different. You can send an email to your email list and say like, hey, what's up? I'm here. And I want to share this with you. And then if you have 1,000 people, those 1,000 people will get that email. Not 6%. It's not like, oh, I'm not going to get it. I mean, some emails might go and end up in spam. And again, this is for another conversation when it comes down to email. But you start to see a pattern here. And really like, okay, why all of a sudden you have to boost your post to people on Instagram or Facebook? I don't see that on email. There's no such a thing as email that you're going to send an email that says like, well, you want to boost it to your audience? No. I have my audience. My audience is me. I have my audience. I have the emails. I can export those emails and put it into another email provider, by the way. So it's the only thing that I truly own is those emails. And even if social media gets, let's say that Instagram and Facebook, they go away. I have emails. Okay. If something happens to my YouTube channel, I can email and say like, hey, what's up? Something is happening with my email. Or my Instagram goes down or anything, I can still email people and say, hey, here I am. This is the best way that I can reach out to you. It's very personal, and it's the only guarantee that you have in a way to communicate with your audience. Listen, I know that this is a little bit overwhelming. It's a little bit overwhelming for you if you're in the beginning stages of building your online business. It was for me. When I first heard the word email list, I really got sick to my stomach, really. I'm like, what's an email list, man? I don't understand that. What's a list? What list? Okay? And people confuse a lot, like, oh, you don't have enough subscribers on YouTube, or you don't have enough followers on Instagram. You're like, you don't understand. I don't care about those metrics. I care about my email list. My email list is what's important. Based on that email list, I will have a conversion rate in terms of sales. And all of this, we're going to be talking as we progress in our journey as a creative entrepreneur, especially for you that you're still in the early stages and you want to build your brand, you want to build content, You want to start your email list. That's the real focus here. Yes, have an Instagram. Yes, have Facebook. Yes, have YouTube. You know, YouTube is it's my all, to be honest. That's how I build my business. That's how people have found me, through YouTube. All right? But even YouTube is not what's important here. It's people that get off YouTube to go into my email list. Okay? So hopefully you can see a pattern here of like it all ends up into my email list, something that I can control and own completely. And you can do your own homework when it comes down to email marketing, content marketing. And we're going to be talking a lot about this because I truly love content marketing. I love to create podcast episodes. I love to share my journey. I love to make YouTube videos. I love to share with you on YouTube, my vlogs, everything. Do small tutorials here and there. Get a little bit of a sneak peek into my life. Same as on Instagram, you know? I'm taking Instagram a little bit more serious. It's been a year, more or less. I've been documenting different journeys on Instagram. That is, again, it's kind of like a CV for people to see. My own personal diary in a different way. Short way, short content. Like a picture here and there, and like, hey, today I'm doing my workout, woke up at 5 so people can see. It's kind of like something that keeps me accountable as well, and I can just share something, and that creates even more trust and more, you know, people want to see. I have my wife the other day told me I have a whole bunch of composers following me on my Instagram, and I'm like, oh, probably, you know, people want to see through her lens into my life, I guess. And that's perfectly fine. That's normal, you know. And by the way, my wife runs the business with me, so she knows pretty much all of my clients and by name. And we run a really tight business. And in my membership site as well, small community of composers and musicians. And it just shows you the power of social media, that, you know, people want to see. And my Instagram is open. It's not like a private Instagram. And my wife's as well, you know. And we share a lot. We share about our family, about our values, about what we're doing. And, you know, yeah, never underestimate that. I have, you know, future clients that might want to follow my wife and see what I'm doing, or see what she's doing, and see through her lens of what I'm about. And that's like another way of, you know, checking and build that trust building. And that I don't take it for granted, you know, because I really want to share my values and what's important to me. And this podcast and you are important to me. I take it very seriously, my credibility and how I believe in certain things and how I can help. I want to be of service. And I want to share my values. Family. My family is everything, man. My 2 kids. I have so many big goals with my life. And my kids are just, you know, it's a blessing. There's a lot of pressure when it comes down to having a family, and a lot of worries and stress and anxieties, you know. But they're everything, and I want to share that. I want to really share with you that it's all about the lifestyle. And if you don't have kids, that's fine. But for me, I always wanted to have kids. I always wanted to have my own family. I always wanted to live abroad. I live here in Greece, and Greece is my home. That's why you see me talking a lot about Greece. Working from home, it means a lot to me. I've always wanted to work for myself. I feel that I have wasted a lot of years working for other people. A lot of energy just for a paycheck, and I wasn't really engaged. I had that employee's mentality. I'm not really exercising my entrepreneurial skills. My brain was not working the way it's working now. What I mean by that is that when you have the employee's mentality, you're just waiting for somebody else telling you what to do. And you're just, you know. And listen, I respect people that have day jobs. My wife still works for a company, by the way, a corporate. She's an editor, but she works remotely. And she has an important position as well in terms of, like, she has a lot of freedom. She could probably quit her job at this point. She's been working for that company for many years, but she works completely remotely. We just went over the weekend to actually pop it into the office to pick up some paperwork and stuff. So she's in a very, very good position that still gets a paycheck, working from home, has a lot of freedom. And, you know, I have nothing against people that have day jobs. Not at all. But in my experience, the way I am wired and the way I was working throughout my adult life has always been that, like, okay, I have to wait for my boss to tell me what to do. And in the meantime, I'm just looking at what time it is. Is it my lunch hour? Should I go now on holiday? How many sick days do I have, you know, allowance or whatever? I can't wait until it's, you know, time to go home. And I've been fortunate of having some cool jobs. But at the same time, when I first got started working for myself, that's a different mindset, man, altogether. Really investing in myself in all areas of life. Mentally, really start thinking of how can I help? How can I go the extra mile? How can I put myself out there, my own brand, put my face behind something? This is what I truly believe. How can I help you? And that's how I started my business. I first started doing that with music, just music alone. And then I took it to the next level, educating other musicians and composers. And now I'm stepping up into the business world with this podcast and my own personal brand, DanielCarrizales.com, because it's my growth. It's what I'm here to do. This is just another stepping stone into my growth as a person. And I really want to share my journey of how you can make money online, teaching what you know, what you're passionate about, whether you're a musician, whether you're a photographer. You know, I can show you exactly what I'm doing and what I have done, especially in the beginning, the early days. And how can you do this completely low cost? You don't need to invest on anything. Forget about ads. Okay, the only thing that you really need to is commit to content, commit to be yourself, be as authentic as you can possibly be. Learn a few tricks on how to get on camera. Learn how to talk to a microphone. Do a podcast like the way I'm doing right now. You see, this podcast is not perfect. Some cars passing by, there's some seagulls, there's some noises, but I have a very good, handy recorder with a good microphone. So my voice is top-notch quality. Yes, I do have a few things under my belt that helps the production even higher because I know about audio because of my background in music production. And I just go home and clean it up a little bit here and there and do a little bit of treatment to the audio. But you can learn. I can teach you that. I can help you. It's just very basic stuff. Same is with YouTube. You don't need much, man. You just a DSLR. And even if you don't have a DSLR, just grab your smartphone. Can do a vlog like that, put a video like that on YouTube, and that's it. Start your YouTube channel teaching everything that you know about photography, about music, about whatever it is that rocks your boat, whatever your passion is. That's what you're meant to be. You're supposed to be here helping others, and I'm here to help you building your online business, getting rid of the overwhelm and getting rid of everything that is so confusing out there. And people that, yes, you can learn from others. And I invite you to go and check out other business podcasts, other big players and gurus of mine, mentors of mine, I should say, as well. The problem is that they're so far ahead and they're so big that they have this, they don't remember how it was in the beginning. Okay? They don't remember. They're way too ahead. Okay, when you listen to somebody saying like, well, I can teach you how to make $1 million a year and how you can spend 10 grand on a day on Facebook ads in order to do that and have a small team of 7 people working, for you, that's overwhelming. I'm talking about building a business where it's you, probably your wife is your, if you're as lucky as I am that I work with my wife on this, then you have it made, man. But even my mentor, Graham, for example, he has like one or two people, and this is after more than 10 years running his online business. That's what I'm talking about, you know? So I run my business just me and my wife. That's it. I don't need anybody else. I don't need a project manager. I don't need a content marketing manager or somebody to edit my podcast. I do this all DIY. That's what people do. That's how you build an online business. You need to know how to do something before you tell somebody else how to do it. That's the whole point. So if you want to learn how to do YouTube videos and edit them, you need to learn. It's very easy to do it, by the way. If I can do it, you can do it. The same with podcasting. Start putting podcast content out there. Start creating your own brand, regardless of the industry that you're in. And really take pride on that and share your journey. Share it both on social media, share it on Instagram, share it on Facebook, see what works for you. I'm sharing what has worked for me in how I use Instagram and how I'm starting to use TikTok as well to build more awareness there, because I realized that TikTok is just a popular app. Apparently now people in their 40s and 50s, which is my age group, I'm 47, are using TikTok more than kids now. So it has like aged up, like they say. I think it was Gary Vee talking about it. So, you know, I mean, I learned a lot from Gary Vee as well, even though I don't run a agency or anything, or I have no intention of building a company, you know. But you can learn a lot, you know, see what they're doing. Actually, Gary Vee is another good example of vlogs and stuff, at least back in the day, when he had somebody, you know, chasing him around, recording everything, like business meetings and him biting his nails and talking to employees and stuff like that. That's content, you know. And how did Gary Vee start it? Doing wine library, just testing wine back in the day. And that's how he started. So I'm just giving you a few examples here of how I have consumed content from other people, how I use my own content creation, how everything is run in a certain way, and how social media, yes, it helps, of course, promote your stuff. Just know that not everybody's seeing it. And that's why you have to create content in search engines like YouTube and Google with your website, okay? And podcasting is a must. You have to create a podcast. This is what I did with this brand. As soon as I launched this brand, I said YouTube, website, and podcast. Those are the big threes. Instagram and Facebook and all of that, that's afterwards. That's, yes, okay, I'll share about what pizza am I having today with my family while I'm taking the day off. And maybe give some value there and say, hey, check out what I'm able to do while I'm running my business from my smartphone, and then try to tie it up all with my lifestyle and my value, because I want to teach. I want to give something of value. I just want to put, hey, I'm having a pepperoni pizza today. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to give as well value and say, I'm having such a great day here with this pepperoni pizza with my family. I'm only able to do this because of my online business and because I'm able to work location free, and try to tie it up like that with a story. It's all about the story, man. Not the storyteller, not the person telling the story, but the story. And that might mean a lot to me, because back in the day, I used to work Saturdays and Sundays, always. When I had jobs, I have always worked weekends, always. Christmas, New Year's, it doesn't really matter. I was always working. For one reason or another, that is just my schedule. So when I go to have a pizza with my family on the weekends, that means a lot to me, because I know that it could be a lot worse. And even though I do work a lot on my online business, I just love it. You know, there's a big difference. And it's my brand. I control this. Not my boss. Not the company. I don't look at the time. If I'm ready to go home now. Okay? Or if I'm really to just switch this off. I mean, actually, this podcast episode is quite long. And I feel that I can just talk to you for another hour. And that's just because I'm very passionate about this. And I always feel that I want to say more. I always feel that I want to say more to you and share more. So before I switch off the podcast, I'm like, well, I wanted to talk about this and this bullet point here and there. And that's the difference. And then I remember, like, well, probably there's another episode that I will carry on talking this about this topic. But that's the level of commitment and passion that you should have towards your content, towards your field of expertise or whatever it is that you're passionate about, and monetize that. You might not monetize it right now with a podcast episode. You might not monetize it with a YouTube video, but eventually somebody will find you and they will say, I want to go and purchase your course. I want to go and work with you. I want you to coach me, which is, by the way, what I'm doing this week. I have a few clients, consultation about online business, on how to actually marketing. And I just love it because there's nothing better for me to put myself out there and help others with what I'm doing and what I have learned and where I'm going and how you can do the same thing. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the love and support. It really means the world to me. Again, this is a call to action now. If you would like to learn more about this and how to build your own online business, your own knowledge-based business, monetize your passion by teaching what you know, go to my website, danielcarrizales.com. You can download there three resources that I have as we speak right now. And you can just get started. You can download a free ebook about how to create your own online course. You can download on how you can get your first 1,000 subscribers. Email subscribers, I should say. Not subscribers. Email subscribers. And the 4 simple steps on how to start an online business. Again, go to my website at danielcarrizales.com and you can get a few resources there on how to get started and monetize your passion. Somebody wants to learn from you. You can really provide a lot of value to somebody else's life. Get the emails. Again, when I first got started, I wasn't prepared for this, but the emails that you will get from people that have taken your course, your coaching programs, it's better than money that I receive when they buy my courses, and the money that they have paid for my coaching programs and my membership. It's truly humbling, and it's truly, that's why I do what I do. Yes, it's a business, but to get the emails of thank you for creating this course, it just means the world to me. Okay? How many times have you gotten a thank you for the work that you do on a day-to-day basis? Thank you for doing your job, whatever your day job is. You don't, right? You don't really get it. I mean, from your clients, forgetting your boss or anything, but, you know, from your clients. That's priceless when you get, like, thank you notes for something that you have created. It really, really means the world to me to receive this type of emails. And I want you to feel the same. Not only I want you to earn money online and be able to do what I'm doing right now, which is on a Tuesday morning, walking here by the beach with cars passing by here and there, seagulls above me, doing a podcast episode, okay, which is, again, it's free. I'm not getting paid for this, but I'm building content. I'm building my brand by doing this, but I'm only doing this because my lifestyle has allowed this. My online business has allowed me to do these things. And you don't need to be flashy. I'm not saying this to flex or anything. But I want you to see that this is really important to me. Not only my podcast, but as well have the freedom to do it. Have the freedom to just be away for 3 days. Okay, a long weekend. And now today I'm just here hungry for work. I'm doing stuff that, okay, this is not really bringing me sales right now as we speak. Okay? But I don't need to go there and do a day job or something to pay this, the bills. And even though it is a Tuesday and everybody's back to work, everybody. I mean, yesterday, the queues, by the way, the traffic jams going into Athens was huge. We were probably the few cars that were going out of Athens. Go against the masses, man. go against the masses. My wife actually did a video on Instagram. Massive traffic jam into Athens. And our road leaving Athens obviously was empty because everybody took the 3-day long weekend. And obviously Monday, because Monday was a clean Monday, or a bank holiday, whatever you want to call it, for those of you in the UK. But anyways, it was Monday, and yes, Monday afternoon, 6 o'clock, everybody's going back to work, going back to the city, going back to Athens. We were one of the very, very few cars leaving Athens, actually. And this is only possible because I live in a location where I actually want to live because of my online business, because of the lifestyle that is so important to me, that is what has the most value, you know, to be with my family here, to be able to do this podcast episode, to be able to not sacrifice my time, which is the most important thing you have. So I need to have the freedom to do this podcast episode by the beach. I can literally go now and have a swim, but the water might be a little bit too cold. But I'm going to go home now. It's getting late, and I don't want to drag too much this episode. I hope it wasn't that long for you. And a lot of cars now passing by. I want to go home, and I don't edit my podcast episodes anymore that much. I just put an intro and an outro. So I'm going to edit this, upload it, and schedule it for Friday. And then I'm going to edit one of my vlogs with some images from Athens from the weekend. Probably upload that as well later on. I'm working on some really amazing hip-hop music that I'm going to be sharing with my stock music licensing community and that brand. But as well, I'm going to be selling that track online. I'm going to create a workshop around that. There's many things that I do. And I just love creating. I'm a creative entrepreneur, full stop. That's it. My background is in music, but your background could be photography, could be writing, could be cooking. You might have a thing for cooking. Sometimes I wish I had this type of inclinations of like cooking and stuff. I have so many ideas. It's just ridiculous. If I was a chef or a cooking or something, and I would just open a YouTube channel immediately with some recipes, and I would just make some crazy fucking food, man. Excuse my language, but I would just go full-on Mediterranean with a Greek vibe, and then I will cook some stuff from Venezuela, from back from my culture, like local stuff. And, you know, I can almost see the videos, okay? And, you know, learn from the best, you know. Jamie Oliver over there in England, the UK, for you guys who are in the UK, or Gordon Ramsay, you know, that's what they do, man. All that TV and all that thing, all that online presence, all that media TV, writing books about cooking and recipes and all of that, that's content. It's a business, but that's content. And they have restaurants and stuff, and, you know, they make money. And that's what I want to say, you know, so you can see the pattern of how can you build your own brand. Embrace yourself, you know, be yourself, by yourself, learn from others, see what others are doing. In any industry, you will see different patterns, okay? I'm just going here on a flow, rambling around, obviously, as I do, but I'm just, you know, once you see something, you will see the connections. You see, like, yeah, you're right, Gordon Ramsay does that. He swears on TV, he has built his reputation, that's his brand. You know, Jamie Oliver as well. The whole chef industry is just built on that, on the personalities. And, you know, it's just the same thing, man. It's just cooking food. Anyways, that's just ideas. So regardless of the industry, whether you're a photographer, a musician, composer, a chef, or somebody that wants to be a chef or a content creation kind of guy, you know, you can do this, man. You can do this. And I want to be here helping you build this. I want to share this with you as well as I'm building this brand, this business brand in the public. This is what I'm doing here. I'm building my brand in the public, building this podcast, building my coaching programs here as well. All online course from an online business from the ground up here in public. building my YouTube channel. And I want you to come along with me so we can do this together. And you can see that if I can do it, you can do it too. I'm only a few steps ahead of you. I already have an online business growing and I'm building this. Thanks to that, it has allowed me to embark on different entrepreneurial ventures. That's how it all got started, man. It was just started with music. I got started with music, selling the music. That gave me enough success to start my educational business on music. And now that as well has given me enough freedom and income to do other things that I'm really passionate about, like this. So thank you so much for all the love and support. Subscribe to my channel, YouTube channel. Okay, go to my website. You will find all the links there, DanielCarrizales.com. Again, another call to action, because I want you to go to my website. So learn a thing or two on how it's done. And on my website, not only you can download the free resources, but you can go and check out this podcast. You can go and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you want to watch my YouTube videos. And by all means, download the free stuff that I have there on online business. I'm working on some new ones as well. And I'm going to update a lot of things as I go along. Like I said, I'm building the brand from the ground up in public. And I want you to witness that. I love you very, very much. Feel free to reach out. Share this podcast episode with anybody that can benefit from this type of content. And as always, rock and roll. And here's to your success.